SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. For the first time in campus history, USF St. Petersburg awarded more than $1 million in scholarships to our students for the 2024-2025 academic year. It is a monumental milestone that embodies our commitment to student success, or, put another way, seven figures worth of opportunity. Thank you to all of our donors and the broader community who made this possible. They are truly making a lasting impact in our students' lives. And tremendous job by Howard Rutherford and our advancement team in helping to reach this mark. Last week, our campus board gathered and heard many exciting developments. For example, we exceeded our summer-fall admission targets for this academic year and have started outreach and enrollment efforts for a new four-year nursing bachelor program that we will offer in fall 2026. We also introduced a new member to our campus board, Debbie White. She is a leader with an extensive history of dedicated service to our community, including as Vice President of Governmental Affairs and Economic Development for the Clearwater Chamber of Commerce and Chairman of the Board of Directors at Ruth Eckerd Hall. While we welcomed Debbie, we also got to properly thank USF St. Pete advocate, alum, and former campus board member Ruben Pressman for all he has done for our campus. 1 year ago today, Hurricane Helene greatly impacted our community. Since then, we've learned a lot of lessons, and USF researchers have been forging ahead with innovative research and ways to make our communities more resilient. One such example is the Chris Hazard app, led by Professor Barnali Dixon. The Community Resilience Information System, or Chris Hazard app, utilizes crowdsourced photos and artificial intelligence to track flood conditions in real time, helping residents identify potential dangers. Dixon compares the app to Waze, the community-driven navigation platform that delivers real-time traffic updates. The system also includes 23 static cameras placed throughout Pinellas County to capture images every 15 minutes from flood-prone areas during a flooding event. On Wednesday, more than 200 people came out to campus to hear Shark Tank-style pitches from 10 startups hoping to revolutionize the financial technology industry. The pitch event was part of our fourth FinTech X Accelerator program, a partnership between the MUMA College of Business and Tampa Bay Wave that assists high-potential startups through mentoring, pitch coaching, and investor introductions. At the event, founders and CEOs from across the U.S. and abroad had 4 minutes to wow the crowd with their solutions for the world of finance. Look out for one of these budding entrepreneurs giving their pitch on a future reality TV show. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay!